We begin now the second perek, the second chapter in Yesod V'Shorash HaAvodah, the fundamentals of serving the Creator, by Rav Alexander Diskin. He begins off by telling us, Hine kol melechet avodah shamanu, all that which we've talked about up until now regarding the service of God, and ushaveh b'chol adam, it is not the same for all people. And he explains that what makes a difference in one man's service versus another, what makes a difference in his ability to achieve within this space, is in this regard. It is in the amount of comprehension he has in the greatness and awesome loftiness of the Creator, blessed be His name. It is based on that comprehension, Tigdal Nefesh Chefzo V'Lev Shlimuto B'Avodato Yibarach Shemo, will be the growth of his soul's desire and the desire for the complete heartfelt service of his Creator. Nasok b'torato l'kayim mitzvotav, in order to perform his mitzvot, in order to learn his Torah, umidot tovot, to acquire good traits, unetina shevacha v'odotav, and regarding his praise and supplication to the Creator. All of that is based on how much he comprehends, how much can he consciously bring forth into his mind in his understanding of the greatness of God. So in this chapter, Rav Alexander Diskin says that in no other place can we find a greater vision in words for us to be able to perceive, or to at least be able to scratch the surface of comprehension in terms of the greatness of God, by seeing that which is brought down in the Holy Zohar regarding the multitude of supernal worlds and their infinite number, and how all of this is nothing. Nothing. Kegargera hardal lefanavi parahvitale, just like a mustard seed before God. Nothing. Nothing. Then, when a person recognizes this and understands that all of this incredible loftiness that we are already so far from is yet nothing before God, as bevaidai yitlaev libo lahalol shabechol yiparach vitale betimidot al gdulato v'rumuto yibarach shemo, then what will happen is his heart will be stirred to praise and to give supplication to the Holy One constantly on His greatness, on His loftiness. On all that which He created, all of the many worlds that are without number. So much will a person be taken by the awesomeness of God's creation, from realizing the Creator is so far beyond anything we can perceive, that he's compelled from deep inside to serve Him. And recall the moment of birth of each of my children, and the tremendous awakening of a karat tov, of thanks to God within, on the safe passage of this child out of my wife and into the world, and the realization of the awesome creation of this child and all that has occurred for this child to be. And it stirred inside of me, awakened inside of me a true, true desire to serve God far more than ever before. Such miracles, such creation, beyond anything that we could ever conceive or be able to achieve. With all of the science that has been accomplished in all of these years to this very day, it is still impossible for us to even create one living cell. All the more so. All the more so when going from the infinitesimally microscopic, reversing out into the infinitesimally awesome of the universe around us. When we look up into the stars and we realize that using the implements of science we have, how far-reaching we can see, and it is nothing. And how vast is the expanse of space, and how little we know, and all realizing that this is not even scratching the edge of the lowest world of creation by God. These worlds that are expressed in the Zohar are far beyond this, far beyond our ability to comprehend. So Rav Alexander Diskin brings us a small survey, as he says, Bikitsu Nimratz, just small, quick, little gems to see how infinitesimally small we are. Kidei lo'orer levav enosh, just to awaken the heart of man. In doing so, Rav Alexander Diskin doesn't bring to us, as he says, the full matter at hand in each one of these sections that he's taking from, but only enough for us to understand our infinitesimally small ability to comprehend anything about what God has created, and all the more so about God Himself. For we who are already so far away from the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai, from having accepted the Torah and having seen the visions that God placed before us in giving us the Torah at Mount Sinai, these Zohars, they're even without comprehension, even in terms of translation, even in their most basic possible meanings and understandings. So I'm only going to sum up and say that each one of these small excerpts that are taken by Rav Alexander Diskin in order to illustrate to us the infiniteness of all that which is above us and around us are numbers upon numbers upon numbers that are today for us beyond our comprehension. And in Rav Alexander Diskin's summing up of these small sections of Zohar that he bought, he even says to us, he says that if a person yabit v'yireh yoter v'yoter olamot ad ein ketz, looking in, he will see many, many more worlds with no ends, meaning that it's infinitesimal. It's infinite in its self-creation. The way science perceives the world is this universe as being this infinite space. It's infinite because it is beyond us, all the more so, even the smallest of the next worlds touching ours. Rav Alexander Diskin then refers us to another section of Zohar. There in that section, he says that the language and its matter is very lofty. But nevertheless, he introduces to us in a more simplified language to just get a picture. And this is the presentation he brings in his language. Ba'olamot ha'elyonim ha'kdoshim yesh olam echad elyon v'nora ma'od. In the supernal worlds, the holy worlds, there is one which is particularly lofty. Ume'olam zeh yotz'in orot mitzuchtzachot b'mispar zeh, and there are distinct lights which shine forth from there, and this is their number. Elif alfin ribo v'shivat alafin v'chamesh ma'ot. 1,000,000, 10,000, and 7,000, and 500. V'chol or v'or memispar zeh nechlak od l'chalakim ketanim. And each one of these lights, each of them is then divided into smaller parts. La'arba me'ot ve'eser halakim, to 410 parts. B'chushban kadosh, in the number that would reach the gematria, the numerological value of the word holy. V'chen chelev v'chelek me'elo ha'halakim ha'ktanim mikol ha'mispar, and each one of them to smaller and smaller parts according to the number. U'mi'ir la'arba me'ot ve'eser olamot, and each shines forth to 410 worlds. And that section of Zohar of Elazem Diskin says ends in this language. The whole Alma of Alma steam ugnis, and each one of those worlds is hidden and treasured. Veleidi adalon bar yihu, and there's no one that knows them. Rotzelomar levad olam helyonahu, only that upper world can perceive and understand the comprehension of these worlds that are being shined forth upon. Because it's from there that the source of these lights are coming. It is only possible when looking from behind the projector of these lights can it's possible to see the multitude of lights as distinct and as being from that source from which it stands and is looking outward. And if a person looks into the language of the Zohar, he will see that that Rav Zeir Alexander Diskin has not left out something in terms of his rendition to the Hebrew and our rendition to the English. And in fact, there's only that much more. So Rav Alexander Diskin tells us that what v'yirei misham efes katzeu mermutov gdulato shel abore, a person will see the nothingness in comparison to the loftiness and greatness of the Creator. And so it is regarding all of these worlds. V'chulam mehalalim u'shabachim u'farim b'tamidut la'abore. All of these worlds, they are involved in the praising and the supplication to God. And when thinking that all of these worlds are involved in such supplication, uvadai, for sure, we who are so far away, ro'oi l'chol isha Yisraeli me'am kadosh liten hodatzu ma'blibo, that each and every one of us from the holy nation of Israel, that we are incumbent, that it's incumbent upon us, that we should give our sincere and true praises from our heart, u'machshavato b'tmidut ha'bori barach, constantly with all our hearts and all our minds in praise of the God, because we are so far away from Hashem, so far away in comparison to all these worlds, and if they praise God, all the more so we must. And all in particular, on top of just being in terms of distance, that He has transcended all these distance. That God has then, in the midst of all this infiniteness, has then chosen Him and has created Him. He has reached out all the way through the expanses of infiniteness and has touched the Jew. And has made it his position, lovdo, to serve him, b'kiyum mitzvotav, and the fulfillment of his commandments, v'esek torato kedusha, and the learning of his Torah, sha'idezeh yuchal la'asik tzat gdulato, he has given us the privilege of knowing at least some element of his loftiness, his greatness. How much thanks must we give to the Creator for such an opportunity? And so it is. Rav Alexander Diskin tells us, "Shezeh haita kavanata bori yiparach." This was the intention of the Creator, bebriyat ha'adam b'olam hazeh, in creating man in this world. Lahakir gedulato v'rumuto sheyisro bori yiparach, to recognize the greatness and the loftiness of his Creator. So we must strive, so we must seek to understand and to serve, to understand and to pursue the service of God. We're then introduced to this language from the Zohar. Tahazi, come and see. Kucha brihu barale levarnash baraza de chokhmata. God created man in the secret of wisdom. Vavadle ba'amunot sagi. And he made him with tremendous craftsmanship. Unafach ben poi nishmata de hayelim dal listakla barazin de chokhmata. And he had breathed within his nostrils a soul to give him life to know and to look into the secrets of wisdom. Limnabi kara de mare, to look and to see the honor of his master. Understand that in all these matters that are being brought before us, all of that which we were created for was to serve God and not to subvert His creation. As one can plainly see that every word of the Holy Zohar in terms of our purpose and our creation is not about us having control of our destiny, but rather recognizing our place. Recognizing our absolute, necessary, giving ourselves over to serve God completely. Not hocus pocus. Not turning around and taking some sort of amulet and making things change in the world, but rather subjugating ourselves completely and totally to the will of God. Turning ourselves towards heaven and praising God and asking of God that He continue to bestow upon us this incredible privilege that was given to us to further recognize His greatness and further have the privilege to serve Him. So here, in this next Zohar that's bought by Rav Alexander Diskin, we can see and understand this privilege of understanding God and therefore placing and instilling within our heart the need to serve Him. How incredible it is. Haich hivata kadisha kaima. There is this Chaya, this holy angel that stands, kad nishmata salka umatat legabe, when this soul goes up and comes upon it, kidein shayla braza de chokhmah demare, and he asks him regarding the secrets of the wisdom, meaning did he look into the greatness of God, did he contemplate, did he spend the time to seek out God? Did he look into the greatness of God? Did he allow it to penetrate into his heart and affect him? Ukfum hahi chokhmata dirdif abatre vadbegbe hahi yehevle agra. And according to the amount of wisdom that he strove after, the amount that he allowed himself to attach to his Creator, by doing so, that is the amount of reward that will be bestowed upon him. So Rav Alexander Diskin, going from the macro, now comes into the micro. And he says further, Va'od gam zot, further this, Merbiot shel olam zeh, ha'tachton, yichol adam nitbonen, gedulato v'ramuto. From a man's contemplation of this world, from the creations that are here that we can perceive and put our finger on, a person can understand the greatness of God. And how great is the good that God bestowed us, His wonders that He has created. Ki yasad eretz umloa, because He founded the world and He filled it. And He tells us that no place greater do we see the wonder of God than in the creation of the child within the womb of the mother. This is in the Zohar. Umin yoma demitavra ita ad yoma lete la yadin bnei nasha ovadoi de kedusha brichu kama inun rabavian vekama inun alain. From the moment, from the moment that a woman becomes pregnant until the time of birth, no man knows the deeds of God and how great they are. Now all the more so, with modern technology and understanding of science and everything that could possibly go wrong, do we understand all the more so how God spins an active, constant hashgacha, providence on every moment in the development of that child, bringing it to the point to be able to be born. It is wondrous and incredible. It is unperceivable to us, even in this regard, how everything could turn out all right. Every virus, every bacteria, every small thing that could happen. It is wondrous and amazing, and when thought about, strikes fear into our hearts as to what this world would be like without the constant intervention of God protecting us and guiding us and moving us forward. Furthermore, Rav Elazar Diskin then gets into a dialogue in terms of the incredible wonders of speech itself. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu created within man the ability to be able to voice sounds from five different parts of their mouth. And how each letter then can be formed from a combination of these different parts of the mouth. Each of the 22 letters and the vowels that accompany them. How the power of speech within man is not something that he sits back and has to constantly think about in order to be able to produce. A man wants to speak, he wants to say his mind, and it flows. And it flows. So complex is speech that even the most powerful of today's computers cannot produce sound that is completely and totally exactly the same as human speech. That recognition of this speech on the other end, of the receiving end, is so incredibly difficult that even the best of software, when trained for extensive amounts of time, can still not 100% comprehend and understand every word and be able to transfer that into text, the speech of man and its complexities. Hu bara kola, it says, he created everything, v'leit bore ale, and there is no other creator that is with him, that is in place of him, that is by side of him. He is the creator. V'chi'it diachol mivra afilu yatush za'er elahu. Is there nothing else in the world, and there is nothing else that can create even the smallest fly? This piece from the Tikkun Zohar. Unreal. Unreal is the incredible power of creation that we cannot even muster a small understanding of. Ve'im elo shanim yichye adam. If a man was to live 1,000 years, mi yuchal lemelel gevurot Hashem, who is possible, who possibly can even understand the smallest of the greatness of God? Who possibly can give praise enough in recognition for all that which God has done? That's not even taking into account the wonderments of the miracles, the nisim and niflaot that occur to us specifically as Jewish people throughout history and every day of our lives. Our sheer existence to this point every single moment, every moment of creation and its continued existence is an incredible miracle. Can man even fit within his mind the scope of the whole world? Can he keep in his mind even a fraction of thought, of attention, on even what's sitting in the same room where he's sitting? All the more so, upon every single river, upon every single mountain, upon every single person, upon every single animal, upon everything that sits in the face of the earth, can he even possibly keep such thoughts within the scope of his small mind? Yet nevertheless, constantly, day in and day out, God constantly is paying attention to the universe and giving it its continued sustenance and existence, that if he was to hold back even for a moment, everything would disappear to be nothing, would cease to exist. And that's not even taking into account all the worlds upon worlds upon worlds what we mentioned in the beginning. The greatness of God is unfathomable to our small minds. And if we take this all into account then, if we take into account that the senses that we have are for us to be part of our service of God, what then is their place? Their place is to allow us to perceive our smallness in the world, to allow us to be able to appreciate the greatness of God. So then these eyes, which are intended to see the wonders of the universe and to realize our place then, they are for us then, not to be used to look upon things which are improper. To look only at the world with a kind and good eye, and to appreciate all that's within, and see all that which is, and realize the greatness of God. In other words, our senses are there for us to serve God too. Our mind, our thoughts, our skin, our feeling, our ears, our hearing, our nose, our smelling, everything exists for this purpose. All of it exists to recognize the greatness of God. And so this is the idea. This is the idea of the mitzvah, of the commandment. Lirah, b'orach klal u'b'orach prat, to fear God in general and in particular. To have fear of God always, meaning to have awe of God. That this entire universe was created special for Him. And that He has to serve God out of nothing else than the incredible thank you that's due for such a thing. To realize the awesome power of the Almighty. Not just the ability to sniff you out in a moment, but His incredible loftiness and worthiness to be served. And so it is that when we begin to know and understand God, we can come to the loftiest levels of awe, which are the awe that is because of love, because of understanding of the greatness of God. And so serve God and protect ourselves from violating anything that God has said for us not to do, not to violate a single commandment, even in the smallest iota, because of the fact that He is so great. How could we think to do such a thing? Please God, every one of us should be so inspired that every moment of our lives is spent in such a manner. Constantly with the realization that God is here and now surrounding us and paying direct attention to us and everything in this world. And so be moved to a sense of awe, a sense of true emotional awakening within. To never even think for a moment to turn to the left or the right away from Him. And so serve God with all our hearts, day in and day out. and so bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mirah b'yameinu. Amen.